You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome back to Texas Roadhouse at Turkey Creek. I'm Austin Price, joined by Jason Swain. This is The Nation. And we're joined by Tennessee head basketball coach Rick Barnes. Coach Barnes, big win last night at Rupp Arena. You've been saying Josiah is going to have this moment, right? You've been saying he's been making these shots in practices, just like you said the same thing about Jordan Gainey. Gainey did it, and then Josiah came through big last night.
Yeah, and obviously we needed it. And you know what? But those guys, they do what they do. I love the fact that they both of those guys, as the majority of our guys, they each have their routine to go through, and they never wavered from it. And if you, you know, the game, you've been in a long time, you know that you can go through some of those slumps, but the key is that the person that's in it realizes that they can't make the next one if they don't shoot the next one. But they also, I think, take pressure off themselves by not thinking they only have to make a shot that you can. I think both of those guys are doing that. You know, not if it's there, I'm going to take it. If not, I'm going to impact the game some other way.
When you look at Zakai Ziegler, you said back in December you thought he was basically back, as close as you can be to 100%, you know, coming off, you know, the knee injury last year. He had a phenomenal game last night. Was there a moment in practice, a moment in the game that he did something where you're like, he's back? That's old Z.
No, I think that, you know, he wanted to get back. And I think you go back to the very beginning when he was working his way back, and he was frustrated because I think he thought he was going to be able to pick up right where he left off. And you can't be away from the game, you know, for that many months where you're not in competitive situations. But, you know, we really felt the turn was at the second half of the North Carolina game. We felt like he was getting it back to where that's who he was. And like anybody, you know, he would say he's had some tough moments this year too. But I thought he really responded well after the loss to South Carolina. We talked about what we needed, not just from a production wise, but also from a you know, leadership, because his DNA is what has been his strength, and we didn't want him to ever get away from that in any way, shape, or form. And last night, I mean, he was just absolutely terrific.
Coach Barnes, what was your message to the team when you have situations like we saw last night where a couple guys get a text, you get a physical moment, guys are kind of getting each other's face? Sometimes one team can lose all the momentum, and another time the other team can gain all the momentum. What's your message in situations like that when you're talking to your team?
Well, you know, really what happened really wasn't very much to it, but you don't want to see – you know, the guy asked me after games if I'd ever seen Tobey like that. And we have, but he's the one bear you don't want to poke. And I thought the way he responded, our guys, because, you know, we've talked about him being so much more than what he can be in terms of his presence. But when I think in practice, you know, he plays, and there's days, but he's never, I don't think he's ever seen him go to that extreme where he really responded the way he did. And I will be honest with you, knowing what we know about him, I'm just saying that that's a bear you don't want to poke.
No doubt about it. We saw it in his eyes, Coach.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I saw it in his eye, too. And I looked at him and actually gave him a high five and said, hey, man, I like it. You know, because not that I want to see him. And it was just really, it wasn't much to it if you really look at it. But, you know, what happened, happened. But I want him to play with that kind of passion and that kind of you know, where he's physical and he's going to do what he does.
How important are the teammates of the player that is going through that slump? Austin mentioned Josiah Jordan James, Gainey earlier, and looks like they have cleared that slump. But how important are the teammates during that process?
Well, I, it's really important because you could tell when Jordan was going through it and Josiah, you know, we've seen him make it so many times, and I've often said, you know, if you're not making shots in practice, you don't normally make them in games. And, you know, and both of those guys went through, you know, some time in practice. They had good looks at it, wasn't going in, but their teammates were still, you got to shoot it, you got to shoot it. But that often sometimes puts even more pressure on you. And what we tell them is impact the game. And if you're open, you just got to take your shots when you're open. You don't have to go searching out shots. The offense is going to get behind you. It's going to find you shots. But don't let that be what defines you. You can, like, I can't tell you how many games Josiah and Santiago and Jemai Meshack have impacted winning and haven't scored. And we told Jordan the same thing, because you could tell there was times he was looking, he was itchy, wanting to pull the trigger and get it off. And Josiah may be the same. And we know from being around them every day that their balance is off, you know, something's off with it. But when they just get away from thinking that they have to make a shot to be effective, I think that's when it clicks for them.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The last few weeks, you've had some younger guys step up. You look, you know, J.P. Estrella stepped up, you know, down in the post when, you know, players have gotten foul trouble down there. Last night, Cam Carr gave you three fantastic minutes, you know, when he put in the game. You got an older group, but talk about some of those younger guys that have done, you know, started to show just, you know, a little flash here and there that, you know, gives you a lot of hope that next year they're really going to have a chance to take that next step and be key cogs on that 2025 team.
Well, you know, we knew with these young guys, because they were playing, coming into a team with older guys, that if they would embrace knowing what they had to do to get better, and the first thing you have to do with that is realize that you've got to get better. And as opposed, like we tell somebody, you've got to be a better defensive player, but in their minds, they think they already are good defensive players. It's going to take them longer. It's when they realize, especially when they're young, they're not good, they got to get better. And that's what's happened with all those guys. And sometimes it takes them until this time of year, but they know now what we think good defense is compared to what they think it would be. And so both of those guys have worked better. JP's gotten better with his ball screen coverage. Cam's starting to understand you know, you guard your man, but then you got to be able to get to the gap the right way. You got to be able to help your teammates. And all of it stems from being able to play when you're tired. And they obviously were asking them to play harder than they've ever played.
Coach Barnes, head basketball coach, Tennessee, joining us here on The Nation. Next week, Coach, you have another midweek game at home against LSU, and then you're going on the road again, this time Texas A&M. What's the lesson that you think this team learned from last week, losing to South Carolina, fixing whatever that needed to be fixed, and then handling business versus Kentucky? What do you think the lesson is going to be from last week to carry over to this week?
You know, Jason, as you think back, and as we do, you know, you scrub out everything and you think about this, that, or whatever. You know, we were playing pretty good basketball. We had that open date. We came back and we played against two teams that were more of a low possession team, you know, walk the ball up the court and really going to try to, you know, get the clock down around under 20 before they start really trying to get into something. And I didn't think we were great at again, our guys always play hard. They do. And it's the mental part. It's the mental mindset that you're searching for. And you can, like, last night, we were a group of guys locked in, and the older guys did it. You think about it. When you think about last night, you know, Dalton didn't particularly have a great game last night on either end, really, when you look at it. But the older guys were prepared. They knew they had to be, out of their respect for Kentucky and the program that they have. And not that they absolutely respected South Carolina, but we just weren't as sharp mentally as we needed to be. And that's what you take from it, is that, hey, if we're not on top of it, don't think there's not a team in this league or in the country that can't beat you. And it's such a fine line. But, again, I thought our maturity with our older guys really showed up last night in a big way for us.
Lastly, we'll get you out of here on this one. LSU's the next opponent. What impresses you about the Tigers, and what will you guys have to do well to go out and get a win at home?
Really, you look at it every game. It's down. Transition defense is so important. We really did a good job against Kentucky with because they were so fast getting them down the floor. But at the end of the game, they were obviously having to go quicker and quicker. And we'll talk about some of that, but. It'll get down to, the fundamentals, transition, rebounding. But it goes to our scout report, knowing our personnel, who we need to play, and how we need to play them.
Coach
and
Barnes,
I go back, I said to our team, I said to people going into the game, Paul Feinbaum asked me if I thought we were a Final Four team. I said, not today. But I don't think there are any Final Four teams today. I think the month of February and March, if you're not getting better, you can't think about ever being a Final Four team. You've got to get better this time of year, and that's got to be our approach every time that we go out in practice and get.
Well, you've got a deep, experienced team that can score the basketball and a lot of different weapons that could beat you on any given night when they're clicking, and a big win last night. And we appreciate you coming and joining us, the Nation.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. That is,